Originally, the interaction of ISBE illusions or inventions created the very fabric of the physical universe, the microcosm and the macrocosm. Every single particle of a universe has been imagined and brought into existence by an ISBE. Everything created from an idea, a thought with no weight or size or location in space. Every speck of dust in space, from the size of the tiniest subatomic particle, to the size of a sun or a Magellanic cloud the size of many galaxies, was created from the nothingness of a thought. Even the tiniest individual cells were contrived and coordinated to enable a microbial entity to sense and navigate through infinitesimally small spaces. These also came from an idea thought up by an ISBE. You, and every ISBE on Earth, have participated in the creation of this universe. Even though you are now confined to a fragile body made of flesh, you live for only 65 short rotations of your planet around a star. You have been given overwhelming electric shock treatments to wipe out your memory. You must learn everything all over again each lifetime. In spite of all these circumstances, you are who you are and will always be. And, deep down, you still know that you are and what you know. You are still the essence of you. How else can one understand the child prodigy? An ISBE who plays concertos on a piano at 3 years of age, without formal training? Impossible, if they did not simply remember what they have already learned from thousands of lives spent in front of a keyboard in times untold, or on planets far away. They may not know how they know. They just know. Humankind has developed more technology in the past 100 years than in the previous 2000 years. Why? The answer is simple. The influence of the old empire over the mind and over the affairs of mankind has been diminished by the domain. 122 Renaissance 222, footnote, of invention on Earth began in 1250 AD with the destruction of the old empire space fleet in the solar system. During the next 500 years, Earth may have the potential to regain autonomy and independence, but only to the degree that humankind can apply the concentrated genius of the ISBEs on Earth to solve the amnesia problem. However, on a cautionary note, the inventive potential of the ISBEs who have been exiled to this planet is severely compromised by the criminal elements of the Earth population. Specifically, politicians, warmongers and irresponsible physicists who create unlimited weapons such as nuclear bombs, chemicals, diseases and social chaos. These have the potential to extinguish all life forms on Earth, forever. Even the relatively small explosions that were tested and used in the past 2 years on Earth have the potential to destroy all of life, if deployed in sufficient quantities. Larger weapons could consume all of the oxygen in the global atmosphere in a single explosion. 223, footnote, therefore, the most fundamental problems that must be solved in order to ensure that Earth will not be destroyed by technology, are social and humanitarian problems. The greatest scientific minds of Earth, in spite of mathematical or mechanical genius, have never addressed these problems. Therefore, do not look to scientists to save Earth or the future of humanity. Any so-called science that is solely based on the paradigm 224, footnote, that existence is composed only of energy and objects moving through space is not a science. Such beings utterly ignore the creative spark originated by an individual ISBE and collective work of the ISBEs who continually create the physical universe and all universes. Every science will remain relatively ineffective or destructive to the degree that it omits or devaluates the relative importance of the spiritual spark that ignites all of creation and life. Unfortunately, this ignorance has been very carefully and forcefully instilled in human beings by the old empire to ensure that ISBEs on this planet will not be able to 123 recover their innate ability to create space, energy, matter and time, or any other component part of universes. As long as awareness of the immortal, powerful, spiritual self is ignored, humanity will remain imprisoned until the day of its own self-destruction and oblivion. Do not rely on the dogma of physical sciences to master the fundamental forces of creation any more than you would trust the chanted incantations of an incense-burning shaman. The net result of both of these is entrapment and oblivion. Scientists pretend to observe, but they only suppose that they see, and call it fact. Like the blind man, a scientist cannot learn to see until he realizes that he is blind. The facts of Earth science do not include the source of creation. They include only the result, or byproducts of creation. The facts of science do not include any memory of the nearly infinite past experience of existence. The essence of creation and existence cannot be found through the lens of a microscope or telescope or by any other measurement of the physical universe. One cannot comprehend the perfume of a flower or the pain felt by an abandoned lover with meters and calipers. Everything you will ever know about the creative force and ability of a god can be found within you, an immortal spiritual being. How can a blind man teach others to see the nearly infinite gradients that comprise the spectrum of light? The notion that one can understand the universe without understanding the nature of an isbe is as absurd as conceiving that an artist is a speck of paint on his own canvas. Or, that the lace on a ballet shoe is the choreographer's vision, or the grace of a dancer, or the electric excitement of opening night. Study of the spirit has been booby-trapped by the thought control operation through religious superstitions they instill in the minds of men. Conversely, the study of the spirit and the mind have been prohibited by science, which eliminates anything that is not measurable in the physical universe. Science is the religion of matter. It worships matter. 124. The paradigm of science is that creation is all, and the creator is nothing. Religion says the creator is all, and the creation is nothing. These two extremes are the bars of a prison cell. They prevent observation of all phenomenon as an interactive whole. Study of creation without knowing the isbe, the source of creation, is futile. When you sail to the edge of a universe conceived by science, you fall off the end into an abyss of dark, dispassionate space and lifeless, unrelenting force. On Earth, you have been convinced that the oceans of the mind and spirit are filled with gruesome, ghoulish monsters that will eat you alive if you dare to venture beyond the breakwater of superstition. The vested interest of the old empire prison system is to prevent you from looking at your own soul. They fear that you will see in your own memory the slave masters who keep you imprisoned. The prison is made of shadows in your mind. The shadows are made of lies, and pain, and loss, and fear. The true geniuses of civilization are those isbes who will enable other isbes to recover their memory and regain self-realization and self-determination. This issue is not solved through enforcing moral regulation on behavior, or through the control of beings through mystery, faith, drugs, guns or any other dogma of a slave society. And certainly not through the use of electric shock and hypnotic commands. The survival of Earth and every being on it depends on the ability to recover the memory of skills you have accrued through the trillennia, to recover the essence of yourself. Such an art, science, or technology has never been conceived in the old empire. Otherwise, they would not have resorted to the solution that brought you to your current condition on Earth. Neither has such technology ever been developed by the domain. Until recently, the necessity of rehabilitating an isbe with amnesia has not been needed. Therefore, no one has ever worked on solving this problem. So far, unfortunately, the domain has no solution to offer. 125. A few officers of the domain expeditionary force have taken it upon themselves to provide technology to Earth during their off-duty time. These officers leave their doll at the space station and, as an isbe, assume or take over a biological body on Earth. In some cases, an officer can remain on duty while they inhabit and control other bodies at the same time. This is a very dangerous and adventurous undertaking. It requires a very able isbe to accomplish such a mission and return to base successfully. One officer who did this recently, while continuing to attend to his official duties, was known on Earth as the electronics inventor, Nikola Tesla. 225. Footnote: It is my intention, although is not a part of my mission orders, to assist you in your efforts to advance scientific and humanitarian progress on Earth. My intention is to help other isbes to help themselves. In order to solve the amnesia problem on Earth, you will need much more advanced technology, as well as social stability to allow enough time for research and development of techniques to free the ISB from the body, and to free the mind of the ISB from amnesia. Although the domain has a long-term interest in maintaining Earth as a useful planet, it has no particular interest in the human population of Earth, other than its own personnel here. We are interested in preventing destruction, as well as accelerating the development of technologies that will sustain the infrastructures of the global biosphere, hydrosphere and atmosphere. To this end, you will discover, on very careful and thorough examination, that my spacecraft contains a wide assortment of technology that does not yet exist on Earth. If you distribute pieces of this craft to various scientists for study, they will be able to reverse engineer 226, footnote, some of the technology to the extent that Earth has the raw materials required to replicate these components. Some features will be indecipherable. Other features cannot be duplicated as Earth does not have the natural resources required to replicate them. This is especially true of the metals used to construct the 126 craft. Not only do these metals not exist on Earth, the refining process required to produce these metals took billions of years to develop. It is also true of the navigation system, which requires an ISB whose own personal wavelength has been specifically attuned to the neural network of the craft. 227, footnote, the pilot of the craft must possess a very high order of energy volition, discipline, training and intelligence to manipulate such a craft. ISBs on Earth are incapable of this expertise because it requires the use of an artificial body specifically created for this purpose. Certain individual Earth scientists, some of whom are among the most brilliant minds in the history of the universe, will have their memory of this technology jogged when they examine the craft components. Just as some of the scientists and physicists on Earth have been able to remember how to recreate electric generators, internal combustion and steam locomotion, refrigeration, aircraft, antibiotics, and other tools of your civilization, they will also rediscover other vital technology in my craft. The following are the specific systems embodied in my craft that contain useful components. 1. There is an assortment of microscopic wiring or fibers 228, footnote, within the walls of the craft that control such things as communications, information storage, computer function, and automatic navigation. 2. The same wiring is used for light, sublight and ultralight spectrum detection and vision. 229, footnote, 3, the fabrics of the interior of the craft 230, footnote, are far superior to any on Earth at this time and have hundreds or thousands of applications. 4, you will also find mechanisms for creating, amplifying and channeling light particles or waves as a form of energy. 231, footnote, as an officer, pilot and engineer of the domain forces, I am not at liberty to discuss or convey the detailed operation or construction of the craft in any way, other 127 than what I have just disclosed. However, I am confident that there are many competent engineers on Earth who will develop useful technology with these resources. I am providing these details to you in the hope that the greater good of the domain will be served. 128 Chapter 12 A Lesson in Immortality, Matilda O'Donnell McElroy. Personal note, I think the following transcript is pretty much self-explanatory. Official transcript of interview, top secret official transcript of the U.S. Army Air Force Roswell Army Airfield, 509th Bomb Group. Subject, alien interview, 30.7. 1947, first session. Immortal spiritual beings, which I refer to as ISBs, for the sake of convenience, are the source and creators of illusions. Each one, individually and collectively, in their original, unfettered state of being, are an eternal, all-powerful, all-knowing entity. ISBs create space by imagining a location. The intervening distance between themselves and the imagined location is what we call space. An ISB can perceive the space and objects created by other ISBs. ISBs are not physical universe entities. They are a source of energy and illusion. Isbees are not located in space or time, but can create space, place particles in space, create energy, and shape particles into various forms, cause the motion of forms, and animate forms. Any form that is animated by an Isbee is called life. An Isbee can decide to agree that they are located in space or time, and that they, themselves, are an object, or any other manner of illusion created by themselves or another or other Isbees. The disadvantage of creating an illusion is that an illusion must be continually created. If not continually created, it disappears. Continual creation of an illusion requires incessant attention to every detail of the illusion in order to sustain it. 129. A common denominator of Isbees seems to be the desire to avoid boredom. A spirit only, without interaction with other Isbees, and the unpredictable motion, drama, and unanticipated intentions and illusions being created by other Isbees, is easily bored. What if you could imagine anything, perceive everything, and cause anything to happen, at will? What if you couldn't do anything else? What if you always knew the outcome of every game and the answer to every question? Would you get bored? The entire back time track of Isbees is immeasurable, nearly infinite in terms of physical universe time. There is no measurable beginning or end for an Isbee. They simply exist in an everlasting now. Another common denominator of Isbees is that admiration of one's own illusions by others is very desirable. If the desired admiration is not forthcoming, the Isbee will keep creating the illusion in an attempt to get admiration. One could say that the entire physical universe is made of unadmired illusions. The origins of this universe began with the creation of individual, illusionary spaces. These were the home of the Isbee. Sometimes a universe is a collaborative creation of illusions by two or more Isbees. A proliferation of Isbees, and the universes they create, sometimes collide or become commingled or merged to an extent that many Isbees shared in the co-creation of a universe. Isbees diminish their ability in order to have a game to play. Isbees think that any game is better than no game. They will endure pain, suffering, stupidity, privation, and all manner of unnecessary and undesirable conditions, just to play a game. Pretending that one does not know all, see all and cause all, is a way to create the conditions necessary for playing a game, unknowns, freedoms, barriers and or opponents and goals. Ultimately, playing a game solves the problem of boredom. In this fashion, all of the space, galaxies, suns, planets, and physical phenomena of this universe, 130 including life forms, places, and events have been created by Isbees and sustained by mutual agreement that these things exist. There are as many universes as there are Isbees to imagine, build and perceive them, each existing concurrently within its own continuum. 232, footnote, each universe is created using its own unique set of rules, as imagined, altered, preserved or destroyed by one or more Isbees who created it. Time, energy, objects and space, as defined in terms of the physical universe, may or may not exist in other universes. The domain exists in such a universe, as well as in the physical universe. One of the rules of the physical universe is that energy can be created, but not destroyed. So, the universe will keep expanding as long as Isbees keep adding more new energy into it. It is nearly infinite. It is like an automobile assembly line that never stops running and none of the cars are ever destroyed. Every Isbee is basically good. Therefore, an Isbee does not enjoy doing things to other Isbees which they themselves do not want to experience. For an Isbee there is no inherent standard for what is good or bad, right or wrong, ugly or beautiful. These ideas are all based on the opinion of each individual Isbee. The closest concept that human beings have to describe an Isbee is as a god, all-knowing, all-powerful, infinite. So, how does a god stop being a god? They pretend not to know. How can you play a game of hide and seek if you always know where the other person is hiding? You pretend not to know where the other players are hiding, so you can go off to seek them. This is how games are created. You have forgotten that you are just pretending. In so doing, Isbees become entrapped and enslaved inside a maze of their own devising. How does one create a cage, lock one's own self inside the cage, throw away the key, and forget there is a key or a cage, and forget there is an inside or outside, and even forget there is a self? Create the illusion that there is no illusion. The entire universe is real, and that no other universe exists or can be created. 131 On Earth. The propaganda taught and agreed upon is that the gods are responsible, and that human beings are not responsible. You are taught that only a god can create universes. So, the responsibility for every action is assigned to another is be or god. Never oneself. No human being ever assumes personal responsibility for the fact that they, themselves, individually and collectively, are gods. This fact alone is the source of entrapment for every is-be. 132 Chapter 13 A Lesson in the Future, Matilda O'Donnell McElroy. Personal note, I think this transcript speaks for itself also. I relay Dale's exact communication as faithfully as possible. My superior officers became very alarmed about the possible military implications of what Dale said in this interview. Official transcript of interview. Top secret official transcript of the U.S. Army Air Force Roswell Army Airfield, 509th Bomb Group. Subject, Alien Interview, 31.7.1947, First Session. It is my personal belief that the truths should not be sacrificed on the altar of political, religious or economic expediency. 233, Footnote, as an officer, pilot and engineer of a domain, it is my duty to protect the greater good of the domain and its possessions. However, we cannot defend ourselves against forces of which we are not aware. The isolation of Earth from the rest of civilization prevents me from discussing many subjects with you at this time. Security and protocol prevent me from revealing any but the broadest, general statements about the plans and activities of the domain. However, I can give you some information that you may find useful. I must return to my assigned duties on the space station now. I have provided as much help as I feel ethically able to offer, given the requirements and constraints of my duties as an officer, pilot and engineer of the domain forces. Therefore, I will depart, as an is-be, from Earth within the next 24 hours. 133, Editor's Note. The following several paragraphs appear to be personal comments made by Matilda to the stenographer regarding her interview with Elle. What this means is that Elle will leave her doll with us, as her craft is damaged beyond repair. We can examine, dissect and study the body at our leisure. She does not have any further use for it, nor does she have any personal feelings or attachments to it, as others are readily available for her use. Elle does not recommend that there is any technology in the body that Earth scientists will find useful, however. The technology of the body is simple, yet vastly beyond the reckoning of our current ability to analyze or reverse engineer any facet of it. The body is neither biological or mechanical, but a unique fabrication of materials and ancient technologies not found on any Earth-type planet. As Elle mentioned previously, a very rigid and distinctive hierarchy of social, economic and cultural classes exists throughout the domain, which has remained unvaried and inviolate for many millennia. The body type and function assigned to an is-be officer varies specifically according to the rank, class, longevity, training level, command level, service record, and meritorious citations earned by each individual is-be, as with any other military insignia. The body used by Elle is specifically designed for an officer, pilot and engineer of her rank and class. The bodies of her companions, which were destroyed in the crash, were not of the same rank or class, but of a junior rank. Therefore, the appearance, features, composition and functionality of those bodies were specialized, and limited to the requirements of their duties. The junior officers whose bodies were damaged in the crash have left their bodies and returned to their duties on the space station. The damage suffered by their bodies was due primarily to the fact that they were officers of lower rank. They used bodies which were partially biological and therefore far less durable and resilient than hers. 134, Editor's Note, at this point, The transcript appears to resume with statements made by Ael, although the domain will not hesitate to destroy any active vestiges of the old Empire operations wherever they are discovered. This is not our primary mission in this galaxy. I am sure that the old Empire mind control mechanisms can be deactivated and destroyed eventually. However, it is not possible to estimate how long this may take, as we do not understand the extent of this operation at this time. We do know that the old Empire force screen is vast enough to cover this end of the galaxy, at least. We also know from experience that each force generator and trapping device is very difficult to detect, locate and destroy. Also, it is not the current mission of the Domain Expeditionary Force to commit resources to this endeavor. The eventual destruction of these devices may make it possible for your memory to be restored, simply by virtue of not having it erased after each lifetime. Fortunately, the memory of an Isbi cannot be permanently erased. There are many other active space civilizations who maintain various nefarious operations in this area, not the least of which is dumping unwanted Isbis on Earth. None of these craft are hostile or in violent opposition to the Domain forces. They know better than to challenge us. For the most part, the Domain ignores Earth and its inhabitants, except to ensure that the resources of the planet itself are not permanently spoiled. This sector of the galaxy was annexed by the Domain and is the possession of the Domain, to do with or dispose of as it deems best. The moon of Earth and the asteroid belt have become a permanent base of operations for the Domain forces. Needless to say, any attempt by humans or others to interfere in the activities of the Domain in this solar system, even if it were possible, which it definitely is not, will be terminated swiftly. This is not a 135 serious concern, as I mentioned earlier, since Homo sapiens cannot operate in open space. Of course, we will continue with the next steps of the Domain expansion plan, which has remained on schedule for billions of years. Over the next 5,000 years, there will be increasing traffic and activity of the Domain forces as we progress toward the center of this galaxy and beyond to spread our civilization through the universe. If humanity is to survive, it must cooperate to find effective solutions to the difficult conditions of your existence on Earth. Humanity must rise above its human form and discover where they are, and that they are Isbis, and who they really are as Isbis, in order to transcend the notion that they are merely biological bodies. Once these realizations have been made, it may be possible to escape your current imprisonment. Otherwise, there will be no future for the Isbis on Earth. Although there are no active battles or war being waged between the Domain and the Old Empire, there still exists the covert actions of the Old Empire taken against Earth through their thought control operation. When one knows that these activities exist, the effects can be observed clearly. The most obvious examples of these actions against the human race can be seen as incidents of sudden, inexplicable behavior. A very recent instance of this occurred in the United States military just before the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. 234, footnote, just 3 days before the attack, someone in authority ordered all the ships in Pearl Harbor to go into port and secure for inspection. The ships were ordered to take all the ammunition out of their magazines, and store it below. On the afternoon before attack, all of the admirals and generals were attending parties, even though two Japanese aircraft carriers were discovered standing right off Pearl Harbor. The obvious action to take would have been to contact Pearl Harbor by telephone to warn them of the danger of a fight starting and to put the ammunition back and order the ships to get out of port into open sea. 136, about 6 hours before the Japanese attack began, a U.S. Navy ship sank a small Japanese submarine right outside the harbor. Instead of contacting Pearl Harbor by telephone to report the incident, a warning message was put into top secret code, which took about 2 hours to encode, and then it took another 2 hours to decode. The word of warning to Pearl Harbor did not arrive until 10 o'clock a.m. Pearl Harbor time, Sunday, 2 hours after the Japanese attack destroyed the U.S. fleet. How do things like this happen? If the men who were responsible for these obviously disastrous errors were stood up and asked bluntly to justify their actions and intentions, you would find out that they were quite sincere in their jobs. Ordinarily, they do the very best they can do for people and nations. However, all of a sudden, from some completely unknown and undetectable source enters these wild, unexplainable situations that just can't exist.